Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the latest City Council meeting. City of Indianola was recently awarded a budget award that is a national award given out now for the second year in a row. The City of Indianola has received that. Tell us a little bit about what goes into qualifying for that and what that means for the city.
Thanks, Andrew. The award that we got is the Government Finance Officers Association Distinguished Budget Award. So this is the second year in a row that we received it, and only the second time in the city's history. So last year was our very first ever award. So we're really excited about it. There is an application process that we have to go through, and there's various criteria that we have to meet. The guidelines are designed to assess how well our budget serves as a policy document, a financial plan, an operation guide, and a communication device. So how well are we communicating out to the public how we're spending their dollars? What is the plan to spend those dollars? What are the policy aspects of it? So we've got a checklist we go through. Last year, we had comments that were received when we received it. Received the award. So we got feedback on our budget document and how we can make it better. Andy Len, our finance director, did an amazing job on addressing those comments. And so when we submitted for this year's award, we talked about how we address those. So we're really excited about it, and it's something that the community should be very, very proud of.
I know when I think of a budget, I just think of a list of numbers and, you know, finance things that I don't understand and I don't want to look at. But as far as a city government budget, like you said, it's much more than that.
Oh, absolutely. We've got historical information about the city. We've got historical financial information of what our property tax rate has been, what we've been doing since I got here with the departments. We talk about what our prior year accomplishments, what our strategic priorities for that upcoming year. We have long-term five-year plans for vehicles and equipment, as well as where we plan on spending money for infrastructure improvements. When I got here, we also approved this the city's first ever financial policy. How do we budget? What are our reserve targets? So that policy is in there. And we also put information about our strategic plan and how are we performing to the strategic plan? What projects are in work towards the strategic plan? So it communicates a lot of information far beyond just dollars and cents.
There's also a survey that the city has put out there about budget prioritization for this upcoming budget that the city is making. And this is a good vehicle for you and for the council to receive the community input. What should residents know about this, and how can they participate?
Sure. So the best way to participate in the budget process is, one, communicate with your elected officials. All that information is available on our website. Two, attend the meetings. We have budget meetings. We approve a budget calendar in May or June. This year it was approved in June. That establishes the process that we go through to put together the budget. The budget is not just a one time, you just put it together and then you're done. It's a long multi-month process where we build the budget. So the prioritization document that you're talking about is one step in the process. We've already communicated out our capital improvement plans. Our previous budget, we've done a number of studies, staffing studies for our police and fire. We've done a building assessment. So there are a number of efforts that have been funded that we've completed, and now we're at a point where we want to engage the council and ask, what do we do next with this? Tell us what your priorities are, because we have limited funds. We can't fund it all. So we have to find out and make sure we're funding the things that are important to the community. Some things can go, we can defer to later fiscal years, but some things are going to be more important than others. One of the biggest items that has come up is our staffing for our police and fire. We did a staffing study. We're understaffed by 4 in our police department. We're understaffed by 6 in our fire department. That impacts service delivery on those fronts. So we want to make sure that we're understanding the priorities there. So when we're building the budget and we're trying to balance our expenses with our revenues, we're trying to fund those right items based on the input from our elected officials, which is based on input from our residents.
All right, and one final thing. IMU is planning a move before the end of the year. We'll have further details to come, but just a quick rundown on what residents should expect from the IMU move.
Sure. So IMU is it's our sister agency. They're the ones that handle electric, water, fiber. They also bill for all your utilities with the exception of gas. So they are moving to 210 West 2nd Avenue. So if residents come in and have a billing question or if they pay their bills, historically that's been done at City Hall, that will now be done at 210 West 2nd. And we anticipate that move to be later on, right before, right after the first of the year. We are actually meeting with IMU representatives to talk through some of the logistics that go into that.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.